Tisha B'Av is a little easier for myself and my family this year. See, Tuesday, that's in 2 days from now, will be exactly 4 weeks since our home was broken into. The Ganavim Arurim went from room to room, closet to closet, drawer to drawer, opening, searching, ransacking what should have been and should be our private and safe zone, our sanctuary. They took everything of value. Every piece of jewelry, every gift that was given or received, whether engagement, marriage, bris, bar, bas mitzvah, nothing was sacred. My parents passed away when I was young, when they were young, and anything they gave us as a young couple, silver, jewelry, we have from them, as a family, is all gone. The shock of the loss is real. It is jarring every time we walk into the house. Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. Yes, we know it could have been worse. It was just stuff, material objects. There was no loss of life. Nobody was hurt. Baruch Shekila Apo V'chaso Al Eitzim V'Avanim. Tisha B'Av is easier this year because as I read the kinos, I can project my pain, my loss, my feelings into the words written so long ago. Tisha B'Av is easier this year because with my feelings of violation and the images of the ransacking in our home, I am one step closer to imagining, understanding, and appreciating the Churban from so long ago. Kina Lamed Beis opens with fingers. Etzbeosai shaflu. Our fingers, my fingers are humbled. Why fingers? I think I know. Fingers are what we use to fashion, whether intricate and beautiful, from minuscule to grand, every project's implementation to fruition begins with our fingers. As this Kina talks about what we had, what we lost, what is no longer, what was fashioned with our fingers, and now our fingers are humbled. Our creative genius to craft is humbled when we recall all the beautiful objects that we had are no longer. As the commentary on the Arts Kol Kinos mentions, each one of these objects were opportunities to show our devotion to Hashem and to be close to Him in the Beis HaMikdash. But now, we are distant and alienated. Did I mention that our Esrog boxes were taken? Our menorahs, our Kiddush Kosos, my wife's Leichter. So many opportunities to show devotion to Hashem and to be close. But now, we are distant and alienated. The Kinnis starts off with borrowing the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi as he begins Perakei in Eicha. Zechar Hashem mehayalanu. I glanced at the translation and I saw what has befallen us. But I knew right away that it didn't mean that. It meant, oy, what we had, like you would say in Hebrew. Ma'ayalanu, ayalanu amon. All those things that we had and are now lost. And then I looked back at the Pasuk in Eicha and I saw that the commentary brings down the Alshech, who interprets the words as alluding not to former suffering, ay, mehayalanu, but rather to former glory, mehayalanu, all the things that we had. The Alshech explains that the suffering of a poor man who has never seen wealth cannot be compared with the greater suffering of a wealthy man who has been reduced to pauperdom. Oy, mehayalanu, the kiyar, the mizbeach, the karbanos, the poroches, the ktores, the lechem apanim, the yachon boaz, the forks, the spoons, the lavona, the menorah, the kohanim, the levim, the kruvim, the urim, the tumim. Oy, mehayalanu, We had so much. And then it hit me. In addition to everything we lost, we also don't have a Kohen the Navi to help us make sense of it all. And Ahi, Mehayalanu, that compounds the loss. At a certain point in the kinos, I think it's Chavav, each kina starts ending on a positive note. There we talk about the Geula Ha'asida, the Nechama Krova Lavo, while we are still on the floor before Chatzos. We just finished the last kina, which even mentions Sason B'Simcha B'Shuvi L'Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Sota, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, talks about the Nisim that happened to the infants in Mitzrayim. Their mothers were forced to abandon them in the fields just after their birth, and then they were the recipients of tremendous Nisim as the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol took care of them himself. He fed them, he washed them, he cleaned them, and he took care of them until they were adults and they were able to walk back Adarim Adarim to Mitzrayim. And then the Gemara continues and says, when it came time for the Geula, the tremendous Gilui Shechina that was Al Hayam by the Yam Suf, Haim Hikiruhu Techila. These infants, who were the recipients of this chesed, of him, of the Rabbanu Shalom himself taking care of them, they were the ones that said, Zekei Livanveihu, they knew who he was. They had seen him. They had been the recipients of tremendous Nisim before. I don't really understand it, but I'd like to share with you the Maharal. The Maharal on this Gemara explains that the Gemara is actually saying much more than this. The Gemara is saying that those children, those infants, were not simply recipients and then once again, and then simply, and then recognize the Rabbanu Shalom, but rather because of who they were. Because of them recognizing the tremendous Nisim. Because they had grown up in this aura and this tremendous Gilui Shechina, because of that, they were Muchan Umzuman to be the dar that was taken out. Not simply that it happened that way, but rather that's the only way it could have happened. The Hachana was prepared for them to be the ones to be Haim Hikiruhu Techila. I dare say that our generation and the generation right before us has seen so much Yeshua, so many Nisim, maybe more so than any generation in the past 2,000 years since the Churban. We all know of the prosperity that we live in, the religious freedom that the United States of America begun. We all know the tremendous Shefa Racha that we live in today that can't be compared to anything that lived that was before us. Our tzaros, as the Maharal explains, prepare us for the Geula Ha'asida. May we quickly be zocha, as the Paitan ends, Yeshua Tielanu. May we be the Dar of Nisim and the Dar of Geula.